If you're new here, welcome. And if you came back, oh, God bless you. Thank you for coming back. This is the Jesus Fix It podcast with Jess. We talk about everything, life, its craziness, its ups and downs. Because you know what? Jesus can fix it and he can handle it all. Welcome back to Jesus Fix It, and thank you for sticking with me with all of my guests that I've been having on the show. And today is a special day because my friend and, my boss. That seems so weird to say.
It is weird, yes.
You're my boss, but you're my friend too.
Yes.
And you're Doug from the afternoon show. If you listen to Spirit FM, then you hear Doug in the afternoons. And Doug has been so kind and so gracious to come and hang out with me today. And we are talking about Thanksgiving, and not just Thanksgiving, but holidays.
Yes.
And families and family dynamics. And you're a family guy now.
I am, yes. So I have a, what do I have? Me and my wife, we have been married.
You have a
wife. So we got married in 2016. So we've been married just over 7 years. And we have a 3-year-old. Her name is Reagan. And we have a 1-year-old. Her name is Riley. And we also have a 5-year-old golden retriever. His name is Baxter. So that is our family. That is what it looks like. And my wife is from Florida. I'm from upstate New York. So typically around Thanksgiving, we are typically traveling for the holidays.
Yeah. And your dog is humongous, by the way.
He's not that big.
He's
a 75-pound fluffy monster.
A monster is correct.
Yes.
Okay, no, I'm just playing. Okay, for all of you who don't know, I am a little afraid of most dogs.
Yes.
Okay, my sister has a dog. I have a furfew. I am not afraid of him because he knows don't touch me.
Right.
I touch him first.
Oh, okay.
And then he can cuddle with me once I let him know that it's safe to cuddle.
That's
I
fun.
I do like cuddling with him. And I like small dogs.
Right, but not big dogs.
I was bitten by a Doberman. Okay, I digress a lot. Okay, so I love talking about family dynamics during this time of year because, it's the season where families get together. And I know you travel a lot for the holidays.
Yes.
And so how is it with traveling with your small family?
Yeah, so it's definitely something where, you know, traveling looks different each time we do it. And there's new things that we learn and new things that we pick up on. But I mean, really what we've done is we've really just tried to get to a place where we're like, okay, we're going to travel for Thanksgiving and we're going to be home at Christmas time. Because, you know, Christmas is really special with the kids and waking up on Christmas morning in your house with your tree and all that kind of stuff. But really the biggest thing that I feel like we've learned about traveling with kids is really trying to set a routine. Like we have everything for the most part mapped out. Like when we go to New York, we stop at this place every time for breakfast, and then we get this far, and then we stop for lunch. And then, you know, the one thing we're trying this time that we haven't done before is typically when we travel, we'll stay with family or, you know, with friends or something like that. But this year we're actually doing the whole Airbnb thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
We are going to be kind of having our own space. We're trying to, you know, be in the middle of family and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of little things that we've tried to do. Like you want to make sure the kids have enough toys. You want to make sure they're entertained. And we try to leave early in the morning so they sleep for a little bit before it's time to wake up and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's definitely, I mean, right now I can be like, yeah, it's going to go great. But you know, you get an hour into the ride and the kids are screaming in the back and you don't know what you're going to do.
Now, this is the Jesus Fix It podcast. We always keep it real. So now let's get to the real and raw, the family.
Yes.
Okay. Now, is your family going to listen to this? I don't know.
I mean, I guess, if they do, they know me. So, yeah.
Do you get along with your family?
Yes.
Like, are you, like, is it always the warm and fuzzies you get with your family? Either your wife's side of your family or your family? Like, or is it when you get ready to go on your family vacations or you get around your families for the holidays, are you like, okay, we have to go. We're going to get this over with and out of the way. Like, keep it real.
I mean, we've, so we've definitely, I mean, there's definitely always, I think, challenges when it comes to families, challenges when it comes to, you know, holidays and things like that. And for the most part, I will say that we are excited to see family, excited to be with them and things like that. But there's definitely, you know, things that we have put in place where, you know, typically we would go up the Saturday before Thanksgiving and we would stay till the Saturday after, where now we're doing go up on Monday, leave on Friday. So just trying to keep some boundaries there, because it's not that it's bad. It's just that people that aren't around each other for a long time can, and then when they're together all the time, can kind of wear on each other a little bit. So we've definitely tried to set some of those things in place and just try to make sure that, you know, everybody's in the best mood they can be in. We're just trying to figure everything out. And, you know, it's just trying to work through some of those things, because the other thing I notice a lot. So my family in New York, my dad is one of 9 siblings and they all have kids. So like Thanksgiving dinner turns into, I don't know, 30 to 45 people.
Yeah.
And being that, you know, we live here in Virginia, it's just us, our 2 kids, our dog. We don't have a ton of family around. Aww. When you go from not being around a lot of family to being around all the family, like, you quickly realize these people are very loud and they're very crazy and they're fun. But it's just like, when you're not in it all the time, it's like, okay, this is a lot.
It's overwhelming.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. See, I love my family, mm-hmm. and I think they love me too.
They do.
I think. But we know, like, there are some of us that we know what our boundaries are, mm-hmm. and we know how much of each other we can take.
Yes.
And I'm just going to keep it real. Sometimes we don't want to be around each other.
Right.
And we opt not to see each other during mm-hmm. the holidays because there are past hurts.
Right.
There's a lot of healing that still hasn't taken place. And we know that. And I know that is the case for a lot of families.
For sure.
The holidays are supposed to be the warm and fuzzies. Mm-hmm. But it's not like that for everybody.
It's not.
And I think a big misconception for a lot of people is that just because it's Thanksgiving or just because it's Christmas, you get with your families and mm-hmm. you're going to love each other. And by golly, that's how it's going to be. But it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
Like, sometimes the best thing for your mental health, your mental space, sometimes is to agree to have your own space.
Right.
And that is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel like, you know what, it is therapeutic and healing for us to see each other and we can respectfully be in the same room, mm-hmm. then that's okay too. I think you should do whatever is going to bring both parties peace.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. But I will tell you, for so many years, I was that person who was the single one.
Oh.
And I had so many people wondering, okay, is she going to bring anybody to dinner? And if I happen to bring somebody this year that I didn't bring last year, like, oh my goodness.
Everybody's talking.
It was so much pressure. So even if I was dating somebody, I was like, listen, I don't want to bring you because I don't want to put myself through that and mm-hmm. I don't want to put you through that. So before you and your wife got married.
Yes.
Did you bring her to dinner?
Yeah, let me so we were kind of in a situation. So we started dating in 2014 and so I moved down to Virginia in 2015. So we were here. So like those first, I guess, Thanksgiving and Christmas of 2015, before we got married, we traveled to my family and her family. So yes, we did the whole travel to the different families, see people around the holidays. And, you know, it kind of worked out well, but I think it was a thing where everybody kind of knew, because I mean, by the time Thanksgiving of 2015 came around, after we started dating, we were already engaged. So we were already kind of in that place where it was like, okay, she's going to be a part of the family. He's going to be a part of the family. So she's great. He's kind of weird, but we'll still, you know, just kind of make this stuff work. But yeah, I mean, it was something where the holidays, I feel like we definitely figure out a lot of different things just because we're not around family all the time. So there are some different dynamics there too, of like, for the first little bit of our time together, it was, we would travel for Thanksgiving and Christmas and we would go to the different places and trying to get to that place now where it's like, okay, we have kids, traditions are changing a little bit, and we're in a position now where Thanksgiving we're going to travel, but Christmas we're really not going to. And who knows, maybe in the next couple of years that changes too, and we don't travel as much at either holiday. It's just, you know, that stuff is always changing. It's always going to be a little bit different. And I think just trying to, like, the one thing that I've been thankful for the most part, is just family definitely just being understanding and respectful of the fact that, like, okay, Doug is an adult now. He has a family. He has kids. He's not always going to be here for everything, and things are going to be different. So I think it's just important, especially, you know, and maybe somebody's listening right now and they have grown kids that are starting to get into that place as well. Just give them respect, you know, understand that they're doing what's best for their family. They're not necessarily trying to offend somebody by not coming to a holiday or switching up what they're doing, or even going to the same family two holidays in a row. Like, maybe there's something going on behind the scenes that you just don't know about, but nobody's trying to offend anybody. They're just trying to do what's best for them.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Because when I was married, that is a lot of pressure.
Yes.
Because, you know, you have to split your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there were some holidays where we decided, okay, we're going to go see your family this time, and then next time we're going to go see my family.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when if we didn't go see one family and we decided to go see the other family, it was like they took it so personally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or if we decided, you know what, we're not going to go to anybody's house. We're going to stay at our own home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to have just an intimate holiday gathering with just us and the kids. And it's nothing personal against you guys. We just want to be in our own home and just do something with the kids. People took it so personally, mm-hmm. and I wish that people understood that sometimes if you don't want to be around anybody for the holidays, it's not about them.
Right.
Yeah, it's just a personal preference of how you want to spend your holiday. And as a mom who is now an empty nester, I'm preaching to myself, because I know the day is going to come when my boys are going to be like, Mom, I'm not coming home for Christmas, mm-hmm. or I'm going to be with my girlfriend, mm-hmm. or what have you. And I'm going to have to be okay with that. And somebody is going to remind me to go back and listen to this podcast. I know.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah, I mean, it is that big change. And the other thing I'll say, too, is that, like, yes. So one of the things that we've had to balance is the fact that, you know, we are in Virginia. We have family in New York, family in Florida, like I said. And one of the things that we've really had to just kind of figure out and balance, and yes, we made, like, there is nothing, I mean, obviously I love being in Virginia and everything, but we made the decision to live away from family. So we understand, you know, there's complications with that around the holidays as well. So one thing I would say, if you're able to go to both sides of your family or spend time with more people around the holidays, really take advantage of that time, because there's so many memories. There's so many sweet things that can happen that, you know, for people that don't live near their family because of whatever circumstances, they don't have that same luxury. So definitely don't miss out on those opportunities as well. And definitely take advantage of those times, because, you know, it's something that not everybody has. And I know we chose to live here, but even just thinking of, you know, military families that are spread out all over and might not be able mm-hmm. to see people for the holidays, definitely. Like, just really trying to enjoy those times and realize the importance of what that looks like as well.
Okay. I have to ask you, because I'm asking every guest I have on Jesus Fix It.
Mm-hmm.
If there was one thing you could ask Jesus to fix, what would it be? And I know
is this like a serious thing? Is this a funny thing?
Anything. Okay. Anything you can think of. Can be anything.
Yeah. So I would have to say, and a lot of people are going to be like, yes, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say, if Jesus could fix all the ice cream machines at McDonald's
so that they
were always running, you know, that would be a major feat, and that would make a lot of people happy. So that's what I'm going to say for
You know what? Y'all got to know that Doug loves McDonald's.
I do love McDonald's.
I don't understand it. I don't understand. Of all the restaurants you could love in this world.
I mean, what's better than a Big Mac, you know? Like, ew. I just don't.
Not
just,
the sauce. The sauce the is so- disgusting.
I mean, it's Thousand Island dressing. Like, who's fooling
on
who
a whole nother level.
On this one?
A whole nother level. Okay, I appreciate you answering that question. One thing I want to add before we go is one thing I would love Jesus to fix, especially during the holiday season, is people understanding that not everyone is a Grinch. Now, it took a long time for Jesus to fix my heart in this situation. And unfortunately, I had to go through trauma in order for my heart to be fixed in this situation. You see, I used to think that if you walked around during November and December with a sad face, you were a big old mean Grinch, because this is the most wonderful time of the year, right?
Right.
I mean, how could you not be joyful? But you see, almost 6 years ago now, my father passed away. And he passed away 2 days before Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that was not the most joyful time of the year for me. You never know what somebody is going through during the season. You never know if they're suffering from seasonal depression. You never know what grief, what hurt they're going through. So just because you see somebody walking around during the holidays and they're just not feeling it, they have a right to feel how they feel. And it doesn't mean they are a Grinch.
Friends to laugh with and be real with. The Peas and Carrots Podcast with Brian and Kayla Sanders. Check out peasandcarrotspodcast.com or search Peas and Carrots wherever you listen.